Hey, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show all across the Civic Media Radio Network. Maggie's starting her July 4th weekend early. I'm Matt Rothschild. Grateful that you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, and you can join our conversation by phone or by text by calling 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Call or text, and we'll try to get you on. I'm here with Robert Craig, the executive director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin, celebrating its 40th anniversary. And Robert's been there for a long time. Not all 40 years, but a lot of them. We want to talk a little bit more about what happened in Washington, D.C. today with the big, hideous bill. I think the best way to get back into this is listening to the amazing speech that Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries gave from the well of the House, speaking for more than 8 hours, a record. Let's play a little bit of his great conclusion, Jacob.
That civil rights movement, we can learn a lot from it. Started December of 1955. And Rosa Parks sat down on that bus so that all of us could have the courage to stand up.
Right.
Wasn't an easy struggle. All the odds were stacked against these civil rights heroes and foot soldiers. And during the early days of the movement, a difficult part of the movement, Dr. King, after they'd been targeted, arrested, beaten, harassed by the authorities, he traveled to Brooklyn, New York.
Yes.
Brooklyn.
And spoke at the Concord Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. I think it was in March of 1956. Mm-hmm. And he said to a group of people of every race, every religion, every life experience, the Concord Baptist Church in Bedford-Stuyvesant, said to them, no matter what the odds, we've got to press on.
Press on.
Press on.
Dr. King said that if you can't fly, run.
That's right.
If you can't run, walk.
That's right.
If you can't walk, crawl. But at all times, press on. And keep pressing. And so as I take my seat, I just want to say to the American people that no matter what the outcome is on this singular day, we're going to press on. We're going to press on. We're going to press on. We're going to press on for our children, press on for our seniors, press on for our veterans, press on for our unions, press on for our farmers, press on for our dreamers, press on for working class Americans, press on for the middle class, press on for all who aspire to be part of the middle class, press on for the poor, press on for the sick, press on for the afflicted. Press on for the least.
Press
on for the lost.
Press
on for the left behind. Press on for the rule of law. Press on for the American way of life.
Press
on for democracy. We're going to press on until victory is won. I yield back.
So that was the amazing speech this noontime afternoon, I guess. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, who spoke for more than 8 hours today. I listened to that live. I didn't listen to all 8 hours, but I caught the ending and I caught a lot of what he was talking about, including all the good amendments the Democrats had proposed for really common sense, decent amendments to this horrible bill that Republicans just dismayed, got rid of out of hand. So, Robert Craig, how should people press on?
Well, that was a tremendous ending to after speaking 8 hours. So, and my PhD is in rhetoric, so that was fantastic. But I would say that a lot of times movements are broken down just into dramatic parts, like, you know, some of the great moments with MLK Jr. at the front, right? But what's missed is the years of hard organizing and individual people deciding to take risks and get involved in the dark heart of Mississippi and the Mississippi Delta, which was where it was terrorist state, where stepping out, trying to register a vote could get you killed or fired or lose all your livelihood, evicted, et cetera. People need to join. The atrophy of democracy is not enough people being involved. And joining means working together in groups with people to make change. Don't just give money to politicians or just engage on Facebook or other social media. You need to join groups like Citizen Action Wisconsin. If you're a teacher, get active in your union, for example. But ultimately, it's that all that spade work that's less glamorous and isn't even visible is underneath the tension most of the time that makes the breakthroughs possible. And the only way to save democracy is to rebuild it. And the muscle of democracy is more people being involved. And that's what we've lost. We have a lot of great people involved, but we need a lot more of them. Interesting, no authoritarian state in world history has stood up to 3.5% of its electorate of the people being organized. And so we don't need everyone, but we need that core of people to be heavily involved.
Absolutely. Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action Wisconsin, thanks so much for joining me on the Maggie Dawn Show. And I'm going to be right back with Jim Santel of Amicus, a law review. Please stay tuned.